In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is cut one, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
If you look at the calendar, it's still fairly tight. When we talk about a one-month extension through the 18th of April, we do have to keep in mind the fact that Congress is not in session right now. I think I've seen on the calendar that once they return from their Easter break, they're essentially left with about 18 or 19 days of working time to try to get that new legislation done. So it is a tighter window than it may at first sound. I think what's going on now is that obviously while members are on break, their staff are still back in Washington, D.C., so we expect their staff to be working hard over this two-week break to try to narrow some of the differences.
This is cut two, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
We certainly, as the cotton industry, have thought that existing legislation served the industry well when it was passed in 2002, and we've been pleased with it. However, I think is where we sit right now in looking forward in the industry. There were obviously some changes that the cotton industry was looking to have in a new farm bill, support for the textile industry, some adjustments to the marketing loan. So I believe there are some changes we'd like to see. We hope they move forward with a new legislation so that hopefully some of those policy enhancements can be included, and it gives, I think, our growers some certainty as well to see a new legislation put in place so they know over the next 5 years they have some certainty as to what ag policy should be.
This is cut three, starch machines on one. Three, two, one.
We effectively have prices for essentially all the commodities that are well above current support levels. So it's those market signals that I think are dominating the thoughts of producers. I think between where market prices are and also where input prices are, those are really what's driving producers' decisions. And it pushes the program back on the back burner a little bit.